What do responsible people do? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have 2 master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4 and our oldest student who is 86. And this month we are talking about responsibility. I take care of what is needed or expected. And we started off the month defining what responsibility looks like. Like, what does it even mean? What is it? And today we're talking about what responsible people do. And as we are adults, we know all of the responsibilities that we have. We know the strategies that we put in place. We know how we take care of our things. We generate to-do lists and task lists and timers and all those things. But those types of things, the strategies that we use as adults to make sure our responsibilities are done, are the same strategies that we have to make sure we explicitly teach to our kids. And it starts with helping them set timers. It starts with them understanding how an alarm works and giving them clear guidelines, right? Yes, you have homework. So we're going to set the timer for 10 minutes. It's your responsibility to work on this for 10 minutes or however long you think it will take for your child to make it through taking care of their responsibilities. Using the word as you're talking with them, right? It's your responsibility to clean your room. How long do you think it will take you? Let's set the timer. Responsible people make sure that they get what's needed and get it done in a timely manner. And so constantly reinforcing this idea of like working diligently, taking care of what we need to do, and then we can go and play, helps them understand what responsible people do. Another thing that responsible people do is they arrive on time, right? We need to be on time for school. We need to be on time for work. We need to be on time for doctor's appointments. We need to be on time for karate class. We need to be on time for dentist appointments. Like all of what we're doing means that we need to be on time. So talk with them about that. Hey, class starts at 4. It takes us this much time before we need to leave. We need to start moving. We used to talk that way with both of my kids. And in fact, one is now 17 and we were going to a party or something like that. And I said, just so you know, the party's from this time to this time. So if you have homework that you need to get done, you can't do it in this time frame. And so he was like, oh, he was unaware. Now he knew. He's already put in place a lot of responsibilities for himself. So he actually did his homework earlier in the day rather than later in the day because of the fact that we had this birthday party to go to. So we can, when they're younger, set them up for these kinds of understandings and conversations and awareness of their responsibility as a person to be on time to where they're going, then they're able to take on that role and take on some of those more adult decision-making processes. Right? Responsible people keep their word. You said you were going to empty the dishwasher. If you were responsible, you would keep your word. You would take care of what you're doing. They tell the truth. They're disciplined. A responsible person is a very disciplined person. They have a schedule set for them, that kind of thing. So the more that we can utilize the word responsible, the more we can reinforce a positive way of interacting. This is what you said you were going to do. You are responsible for doing it. Make sure it's done. The more kids can understand that responsibilities aren't a bad thing. They're something that they can take on and that they can do along the way. And so as we continue to go through this month of responsibility, now that they have an understanding of what responsible people do, we're going to talk next week about what things can they now take on now that they're a little bit older, a little bit wiser. They've shown that they can be responsible along the way. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.